Nobody cares about you as much as they need to care to fix your life. Even your parents, even your friends, even all the people who think they care about you, they care about you. Yeah, sure, there may be two or three people on the planet who genuinely care about you. But nobody is going to come to your bed, drag you out of bed, fucking drag you to a job, force you to work hard, go and get you a hot bitch and go and buy you a Ferrari. Nobody is going to do that for you. You are never going to have any of the things you want if you do not get them yourself. Nobody cares about you enough to do it for you. This is absolutely true. Personally, I'm an atheist. And when I say I'm an atheist, people seem to be a bit confused by this. I don't know why that surprises people, but I'm absolutely not really an atheist. And the reason I'm an atheist is because I believe that there is no grand plan. There's no God in the sky looking out for me. I don't believe that there's anyone here to save me on this planet or in the sky or anywhere else. I am me. I was born. I have, maybe if I'm lucky, 70, because I'm quite big. When you're physically large, you die sooner. 70 years of consciousness. And these years I experience, the only person who's going to make them fun and exciting and interesting, the only person who's going to make me happy and live a life that I want to live is me. Nobody's going to do it for me. No God has a plan for me. There's no one else who wakes up each day and goes, you know what? I want to make Andrew Tate's life better. I want to get him more pussy and more money. No one thinks that about me. No one thinks that about you either. Nobody thinks that about you. The only person who gives a shit about your life truly is you. And if you don't give a shit, then you're fucked. But point two, get angry. You're going to start giving a shit very soon. And after you get angry, you need to realize that nobody is going to give you the things you want. It doesn't matter if Donald Trump is president or not. I'm a huge Trump fan, but it doesn't make a difference. No politician is going to make you rich. No one else is going to come along and say, I'm going to concentrate my effort on fixing your life. Nobody. You have to understand you are out here alone, absolutely alone. And when you understand these three things, you start to see how a mindset comes together. Nobody's going to save you. You're fucked. It's totally down to you. You're pissed off with your current situation and you want to change it. Plus, you believe you can do absolutely anything. This is how I thought at 18 years old. This is how I achieved so much in the short years. This is how I went from a nobody to a world-level athlete and a multimillionaire. Also, people confuse the two. Kickboxing is not boxing. I made it across my entire career in kickboxing, maybe about 700,000. I now have about 8 or 9 million. This was not made in kickboxing. This was made in other ventures. I have managed to be a world-level athlete and an extremely successful businessman at exactly the same time. Because at a very young age, when I had my prime resource of energy and power, 18, 19 years old, I understood those three tenets. I believe I can do anything. I'm pissed off I don't have the life I want. And nobody else is going to give it to me. These are three things you need to understand. If any one of these elements is missing, you'll never have the right mindset. The G mindset will never formulate if any one of these elements is missing. All three are absolutely essential. And the sooner you get your act together, the sooner you start to panic and worry and be concerned that you're 24 or 25, you're not fucking rich yet, there's 24 and 25 year olds out there who got a contract for fucking NBA, or their parents, or they won the lottery, who knows what. There's 24 and 25 year olds out there who are multimillionaires fucking the hot models. These Instagram girls with 3 million followers, they're getting dicked by someone and it ain't you. And that needs to piss you off. You need to get concerned, you need to get worried, you need, shit, I'm running out of time. You need to get some urgency in your life. Put these three things together, it's absolutely essential. It's the beginning of the G mindset. When you have these three things totally done, I'll tell you what happens. I'll tell you what happened for me. So I became a sayer. So my brother said, so you've become a sayer. And what that means is I made a pact to him that my word was unbreakable, strength and honor. And that if I said something, I meant it. So I'd wake up in the morning, I'd say to my brother, I'm doing 1,000 press-ups today. Once I said it, once I spoke it, it's like a genie, it became true. If I said I was going to do 1,000 press-ups, I'd do them. Because if I didn't do them, I'd feel guilty within myself that I was the kind of person who talks shit. Because G's don't talk shit. So the three tenets we've already learned, when you've instilled these in your mind, you don't want to be the kind of person who talks shit. So if I woke up to my brother and said, I'm doing 1,000 press-ups or I'm running 20 miles today, I would do it, because if I didn't do it, I'd feel like a dickhead. Because when you instill these mindsets, when your mindset changes, you start to be extremely accountable for yourself. No one's coming to save you. You become extremely accountable. So when you realize that your word is one of the few things you have on this planet, if you say things, you're going to start sticking to them. So then it becomes very easy to train. You say, I'm going to train every day this week. I'm going to train for 2 hours a day. As soon as you said it, it's basically done. If I say something, it's basically done. It's set in stone. If I say something, I'm going to do it. There's no way I'm gonna say some words and speak them into existence on this planet. And then I'm gonna be the kind of pussy who quits because it's too hard. If I say I'm gonna do 10,000 push-ups, I'm gonna do it. Because I'm the kind of person who sticks to the words he says. And this is another thing you need to understand with the G mindset. You'd be very, very specific with what you say. Because if you instill your mindset correctly and you start to just say things, just start saying things. Then you hold yourself accountable. Say things you don't even think you wanna do. Wake up and go up to your friend or your mom or whoever and say, you know what? I'm gonna do 1,000 push-ups today. Say it to people. And they're gonna say, no, you're not, so watch me. And then you have a choice. You're either gonna succeed like a G or you're gonna be a little pussy and you're gonna quit at 310 because it's hard. What kind of man are you? That's a decision you need to make. But if you're the kind of man I was, I'd say shit and I'd fucking stick to it. My brother said, you become a sayer. I used to train with my brother. He'd say, let's do 500. He said, let's do 2,000. He'd say, you said it now, so we have to do it. I said, exactly. I said it now, so now we have to do it. There is no surrender. We have to do it. This is another facet of the G mindset. This is number 4. You got to start saying shit, and your word has to be iron, unbreakable. This translates across everything in life. It's not just training. It translates across everything in life, even relationships. I say to my girlfriend, stop fucking with me or you're out the house. Men say that all the time in arguments, and then they continue to argue for 2 hours. They'll say that, and then they'll argue. If I say that, and she continues to talk shit, I start throwing her shit out the fucking door, because I said it. And if I say something, I mean it. If I look a man in his eyes and say, I'm gonna whoop your ass, shut up, and he continues to talk, I have to kick his ass. I'm careful with what I say. If I tell him to shut up and he doesn't shut up, that's a different thing. If I say, shut up or I'm gonna whoop your ass, and he continues to talk, I will fuck him up. Because I'm the kind of person, if I say something, I mean what I say. I'm specific with my language, and I mean every word I speak. This is another tip, this is number 4. You have to start meaning every word you speak. You say to someone, I'm gonna get rich. You better fucking do it. Otherwise, you're a liar. You're a liar, and you're a little bitch. If you say, I'm gonna put some muscle on, you better fucking do it. You say, I'm gonna lift this weight, you better fucking do it. You say, I'm gonna go get this girl, you better go get her. You gotta be the kind of person who says things and means them. You promise a guy you're gonna whoop his ass, you better whoop his ass. Don't be a person. 99% of the people out here talk shit. They say things they half mean or things they don't mean. If I say something, I fucking mean it. And this is number 4, this is the 4th element. You've heard the first 3, this is number 4. Everything you say, you must mean. And once you implement that correctly, then you get the ability to motivate yourself to no end. You get unlimited motivation because all you have to do is find the energy to say it. You find the energy to say it, then you have to do it. It's literally that easy. I'd wake up in the morning and say, Tristan, we're running 20 miles today. You'd say, oh, for fuck's sake. It's nearly a marathon. I'm like, yep, let's go. This marathon takes all fucking day. I said it. And if I say something, it has to happen. This is the 4th tenet and one of the most important ones because that is the power to unlimited motivation. And that's the power to be taken seriously across all spheres of your life. Be specific with your language. I was in a restaurant the other day, some guy was arguing with his girlfriend. They were talking shit. He's like, you better be quiet. Better be quiet. I kept saying you better be, but there's no threat at the end of it. I don't really like that. Like, if you're gonna make a threat, make a fucking threat. But my point is, he's trying to make a threat, but he has no threat in the end because it's empty and the bitch is ignoring him. Blah, blah, blah. All these things translate across your entire sphere. Or if you say to a girl or a guy, you better be quiet or else, and then you don't follow through, they're gonna remember that shit. Even on a subconscious level, they're gonna remember that shit and the word's gonna be devalued. My word has value. Literally, I can go into, let's say, the Ferrari dealership I get my cars from. I can say, I'll pay you tomorrow, and shake his hand. He'll give me the car. He knows me. I can go and get my car fixed and say, I'll be back on Monday, I got something to sort out. He'll shake my hand. I don't lie. If I say I'll be back on Monday and I don't have money on Monday, I'll rob a bank to make sure I have money on Monday because I fucking said I'd be there to pay. It's the kind of person you need to be. So these are the first 4 elements to the G mindset. And when these sound like simple things, but to implement them correctly, truly and correctly, in your mind will change your entire view of the world. You will start to look at everything completely differently. When you implement these 4 things correctly, when you say, if I say something, I'm gonna do it, my word is iron-willed. When you say that nobody is ever coming to save me, ever. When you say that I'm pissed off, I don't have the life I want to have. And you couple that with, I believe I can do anything. If you truly believe all of these 4 things, it's gonna change your entire view of this planet. I'll wrap up quickly with probably my most famous tweet when I had Cobra tape. They verified me and everything and I spoke too much truth, so I had to go. When my most famous tweet was when I said depression wasn't real. And I had A-list celebrities. I had the girl from Game of Thrones. I had fucking literally A-list guys. Who's that dude from No Country for Old Men? And he was a bad guy in Rome as well. I actually quite liked him as an actor until he came for me. I was having arguments with all these people. And everyone's telling me how dangerous my mindset is. What is dangerous about believing that you control your own mind? Because if you implement the four things I've just told you, depression becomes garbage. Depression is not a thing anymore. Feeling depressed is real. You can be depressed with your situation. I just told you, number two, get depressed. That's fine. But believing you can fix it yourself is the important key. Sitting there believing that depression is some monster from the sky that strikes your brain and now you have no control over it and you must take pills every day is the absolute enemy to a G mindset. I don't give a fuck how depressing my situation. The only person who can change it is me. The only person who can change how I feel about my situation or try and affect the situation directly is me. Even if you put me in a situation I can't change, if you put me in jail and I'm depressed because I'm in jail, I still refuse to succumb to depression. I refuse to collapse mentally and give up. I know the only person who can control my mind is me. Nobody's coming to save me. No doctor with a pill is coming to save me. Depression isn't real. Depression is a state of mind designed to motivate you to find a life that doesn't depress you any further. That's all it is. Now you have to decide, are you man enough to go and get it done, or are you gonna sit around and cry? And depression, the reason I talk about depression a lot is because depression in the Western world is the cure-all. It's the cure-all excuse. And this is what people are using. My life's shit because I'm depressed. No, you're depressed because your life is shit. It's the other way around, and you're refusing to acknowledge that, and you wanna sit there and live a shit life and pretend that some disease has struck you. And the reason you know that's bullshit, anyone out there who's depressed, I'll tell you something, you're not depressed, you're a coward. And the reason you're a coward is as follows. You desperately try to defend this crippling ailment you have. When I tell you depression isn't real, you message me pages and pages, desperate to convince me I'm wrong, that depression is a real thing, and that your life is terrible, and this ailment has destroyed your life, because you're desperate to defend your excuse. If depression was really terrible, you wouldn't want to defend it. If depression is really so bad, and I'm telling you it's not real, and I know how to fix you, and if you implement a mindset like mine, you become immune to depression. If depression is so terrible, you'd listen to me and think, I need to try what this guy does. I need to. If he's immune to depression, it's impossible to depress him. I need to be like this man. But instead, no, you don't want to do that. You want to call me names and sit and defend this ailment because you know it's garbage. It's your excuse. It's your blanket. It's your shield. It's your excuse you get to pull out every time you look at your failure of a life. And that's why depression is absolutely and utterly not real. And anyone who's bought this course who thinks they're depressed, I'll tell you something now, drop that coward bullshit. If you're watching this and you're depressed, drop and give me 200 press-ups. Do 200 press-ups. Look in the mirror, look in your eyes, and tell yourself you're the fucking man, and drop that garbage, because you're going to get absolutely nowhere in your life if you believe in that crap. Depression absolutely isn't real. And you're going to say this to people, and they're going to fucking go nuts at you. And they're going to call you arrogant, and they're going to call you all the things they called me. But your life is going to be a life worth living. Implement the four things I've told you, the four important tenets of a G mindset. Understand nobody's coming to save you. Depression isn't real. You'll change your entire worldview once these four things are implemented correctly. And then we can move on to everything.